Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. I'm pleased to have with us the fine folks this morning from White River Healthcare and Rehab, Mr. Lucas Hudson and Kathy Gay. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Hey, White River Healthcare and Rehab, just down the road in Calico. For those of you who don't know, this is kind of a retiree community sometimes, but for those of you who don't know the Hudson family name, Lucas, you're the fourth generation Hudson operating White River Healthcare and Rehab. I mean, started by your family in
1967, 50 years ago.
So your family's been super active in the community, both in Calico and Mountain Home, for many, many years.
Yes, my family's been doing long-term care for 50 years now. My great-grandparents started it in 1967, and we've been going strong ever since. Same family. We recently built a brand new facility in Calico Rock 3 years ago in October of 2014, and it's a beautiful brand new building with a rehab, you know, a big rehab wing.
You can't miss it when you drive through Calico. I mean, it's the – maybe I'm biased here, but, I mean, I think it's one of the biggest, prettiest buildings in Calico.
Yes, ma'am, it is, right across from the big, beautiful Methodist Church.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Kathy, what's your role at the facility?
Yes, I'm actually with Performa Rehab Services, and we've been providing the therapy services for White River Healthcare for almost 3 years now. And we provide speech, occupational, and physical therapy to the nursing facility. We provide the services, whether it's on long-term care, to the long-term care residents. If there's a need there in the facility, we have short-term therapy for those that have maybe had a recent surgery or an illness, and they're not quite back to where they should be to return home. So we have the long term, the short term, and we can even transition into outpatient therapy, which a lot of people don't realize that in the area. And physical therapy, we have electrical modalities that we treat pain and that speed up the recovery for the surgery and the orthopedic patients. It's a state-of-the-art equipped physical therapy department. We provide occupational therapy to assist patients a lot of times if they've had a stroke and have some difficulties with their activities of daily living, their fine and gross motor, ability to dress themselves, perform hygiene. We have a department and our occupational therapists that handle that. And then we have the speech therapist that does address such things as neurological incidents such as stroke. Those patients that maybe are a little bit confused or starting in the early stages of dementia, our therapists help the patient, but we also help the caregiver understand where the patient is, how much care they're going to need, what type of care they're going to need as we transition them, whether it's to stay there and train the staff or whether it's to transition to home.
The rehab part of it is so unique, you know, to your facility because, you know, in my hearing correctly, if I need physical therapy for, you know, even someone, you know, in their 40s who has a knee replacement surgery or something like that, I could come to your facility for my physical therapy?
Absolutely. And, you know, our goal is to get the patients home and well and home as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a knee replacement or a shoulder replacement or rotator cuff repair, we've got all the right equipment and the right staff to get you on your feet as quickly as possible.
Healthcare has changed a lot of ways over the years. We all know that, some for the good, some for the bad. But one of the good things that has changed dramatically, I feel like, over the past several years is the fact that when it comes to your healthcare, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can direct, I want to go here. I want to, you know, I want to be closer to my family, closer to my home, and I want to do this, you know, with any kind of extensive, you know, any kind of care, that follow-up care that I need.
Yes, you know, there's quite a few choices in Mountain Home and the surrounding, but the main thing is that you have a choice, mm-hmm. that, you know, you get with a discharge plan or, you know, mm-hmm. talk to your doctor about, you know, I'd really like to go to this facility, a family-owned mm-hmm. facility, one where they, you know, caring is, mm-hmm. is what they do.
Well, and when you're ill or when you are, you know, just had surgery or something like that, you may not, you know, be thinking about all those different things. So that's why you want to pay attention, you know, before you need to make that choice or before something like that happens and you're in that situation. You want to think about these different facilities and say, okay, if I were to ever be in this situation, this is what I want to do.
Right. And, you know, you can always ask, well, which facilities are in the area? Because somebody going straight to the hospital for a, knee replacement or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. may not exactly know all of the possibilities out there mm-hmm. for a rehab facility or long-term mm-hmm. care facility. But the hospital has those resources mm-hmm. there that can help you, you know, they can show you the choices. Mm-hmm.
And Kathy, you've worked in rehab for many years and you've seen all the different parts of it. What makes White River so special?
Well, from my experience, one of the things, and we're so proud to be in that facility because we work as a team. We work closely with the nursing staff. We communicate with the physicians. When the patients have, for instance, an orthopedic visit, we make sure that we have communicated the progress or any issues or concerns with the surgeon. We are not ever under pressure to continue therapy any longer than we feel is necessary, which that's kind of refreshing to have.
I know when you're an inpatient in the hospital, I mean, it's dictated by insurance, Medicare, you know, these days of how many inpatient days you're going to have in the hospital. Is there something similar to that when it comes to rehab?
Well, we go by the Medicare guidelines, and as long as the patient is showing progress, and yes, they are allotted a particular number of days, mm-hmm. so we follow those rules, and then our staff is trained to understand and follow the Medicare guidelines mm-hmm. on progression. Mm-hmm. They've got to be able to participate and progress, and when you meet those guidelines and all the other particular Medicare replacement insurances kind of mm-hmm. follow suit with the Medicare guidelines. But we meet the regulations and.
And Lucas, when Kathy was talking about, you know, really being able to have the ability to work as a team, it goes back to your motto, you know, you're a family-owned facility, one of just a handful across the state of Arkansas that are still family-owned and operated.
That's correct. And, you know, everybody in there, all, you know, the staff and the residents, it's just a big family. When we have a, you know, a Thanksgiving, there's staff that brings their family in, and, you know, the residents' families come mm-hmm. in. It's the same way with Christmas or, you know, any other party that we have there. It's everybody gets together to come and, you know, join in the festivities and the fellowship mm-hmm. with each other.
And that's got to be make such a difference for your residents.
It does. They feel a part of it, mm-hmm. And the staff feels a part of it. You know, we work with all these people. They don't work for us. We work with them. I think that's what sets us apart. You know, mm-hmm. I go into work there every day, and, you know, if anybody has a problem, if they can come to me. When a family member wants to see something else taken care of, they come and talk to me about it, and they don't have to make a phone call. They don't have to, you know, find somewhere else. They don't have to find me.
We don't have to go on a website and enter our email address and hope that someone responds to us within 24 hours.
Not at all.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Lucas Hudson and Kathy Gay of White River Healthcare and Rehab in Calico. You can visit their website at whiteriverhealthcare.com. Always give them a call at 870-297-3719. Or better yet, just stop by and visit with them. Stop by anytime you're in Calico driving around. Like we said, you can't miss it. It's one of the biggest, prettiest buildings in Calico, opened just a little over 3 years ago. Lucas, how many beds do you have available at the facility now?
70. Well, we're licensed for 70.
Mm-hmm. Stay pretty busy.
Stay pretty busy. When you have a newer facility, and you have longevity in this industry, that helps. One of the main things that we hear a lot is when people walk in the door and they say, "It doesn't smell like a nursing home." And my first response is, "What's a nursing home supposed to smell like?" Mm-hmm. And they'll say, "Well, you know." Well, no, I don't know. We have taken pride in, you know, making sure that we have a a clean home, just like you would at your own house. It's a clean home. There's mm-hmm. there's not a odor per se. The only odor that you would smell is around breakfast, lunch, and dinner coming from the kitchen. And that's another thing that we, you know, my great grandma, she wanted to make sure everything was home cooked, and that's why we, you know, we make sure and hire cooks. We don't just, you know, peel open a can and dump it out in a pot and warm it up. This is, you know, cooks, home cooking meals.
That's what I want to know. Are you using some of those family recipes from the Hudson family? I mean, because you've got some pretty good ones there.
Yeah, just the secret ones.
It's in a country setting, so I imagine it's a good country menu to choose from as well.
It is in a country setting. We sit on, the nursing home actually sits on 40 acres. So, you know, you've got a highway that's out in the front, but you've got 40 acres in the back that's wooded, and there's, you know, deer and turkey that run along there.
Do you have hunting licenses available for any residents if you have all the wildlife there?
Most definitely. Right out of the wheelchair or propped up against the fence.
Absolutely. Whatever amenities you're looking for, I mean, they have them all. 24-hour skilled nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals, as we talked about, respite care, massage therapies available, full-service beauty shop, daily activities, field trips, and entertainment. What are some of the activities that you guys partake of?
Our activities director, she's always going somewhere doing something. They take field trips to, say, the fair, whether it's Baxter or Stone or Izard County Fairs. She'll take trips to the fish hatcheries, to the dam. There's a handicapped fishing pond in Mountain View, and they'll take a day trip up there and just go fishing. Good. They have a big time, take a picnic. They go down to the creek just right there in Calico and have picnics and, you know, get in the water, walk barefoot. She has a really, really good time doing a lot of activities.
And Kathy, I'm sure you can see when you're trying to work through a rehab protocol with a patient, when they can get out and participate in some of these activities, what a true difference that makes for them.
Absolutely. And from the rehab standpoint, one thing we never mess with is bingo or hair appointments. Rehab comes after that.
Mm-hmm. How often, I mean, rehab, I mean, you can every single day?
Yes, we have full-time staff at the facility. And so speech and occupational and physical therapy is provided all day. And it makes it nice, too, because our staff is not rushing to, you know, maybe go to another facility. And we're able to be a little bit better equipped to handle the bingo, you know, and the hair appointments, just to make sure that the patient is receiving all the attention that they need. And I really also like that we get to spend time with the staff there to help them understand how to take care of the patient and with the family. We try to get with mm-hmm. the family. We will do home assessments to get them ready. If they're maybe not quite sure, we go do a home assessment and make sure that they have all the equipment and the things that they need in that environment to keep them safe. And also, we take great pride in keeping our staff continuously updated on any new techniques, whether it be to address balance or, you know, new techniques for an equipment. For instance, we've got a new piece of equipment coming in a few weeks that will actually speed up recovery for hip and knee patients. It will actually reduce pain. You know, everyone's trying to get away from the pain meds. That's been all over the news. We actually will have, and that does actually make us unique because I don't know of any other facility that will offer this, but it will help with reduction of edema if they're having issues with that, if pain, and it's it doesn't hurt, and it's a very quick procedure, and we're very excited about that. We'll be revealing that, you know, at a later date, but it's coming soon.
Mm-hmm. There are so many, when you talked about visiting with the family, I think that's so important because you really get some one-on-one time with the family. So you can sit down and say, tell me about your daily life. Tell me about your activities so that you can help design this rehab protocol around what they like to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whether it's if they want to get back to golf, if it's sewing and they're having problems, you know, holding a sewing needle. We definitely, and that's important too, and why we work so closely, and it's such a great environment, is we've got the White River Healthcare Facility staff collecting information, and the therapists are talking with them, and they're finding out the hobbies. You know, what is this patient's goal? What is the family's goal? And then we can fine-tune our rehab programs to help meet those needs, both the ones, the needs and the wants as well.
We're moving into the holidays. They'll be here before you know it. And I know that's always, you know, big time for family travel, and you may travel to see your parents or your grandparents and notice things have changed a little bit. Things are different. And it's always kind of a big time for you guys when you can have a chance to visit with family members who may be out of town and start planting the seeds or looking at some paperwork about we might have to make this decision sooner rather than later.
Definitely. And, you know, one thing that's we try to do certain things in Calico to, you know, make people more aware of loved ones are at as mm-hmm. far as in their life and, you know, whether they looks like they're going to need long-term care, you know, financial setup, whatever it is.
You know, Lucas, the paperwork side of it is so overwhelming. You know, you don't necessarily know what you qualify for, what you don't. There's so much misinformation, you know, out there about I can't show any income. I need to hide my assets. I need to do this. I need to do that. It's really hard to find someone that you can sit down with and, quite frankly, trust to tell you, here's what you need to do if these decisions are coming up for you.
That's correct. And, you know, we've got people on at staff members that are very good at this. We will sit down with you and make this as streamlined as possible. There is a lot of paperwork. You know, I remember my grandparents saying that, you know, back in the 70s, they said, you know, it was a few pieces of paper, and now it's a few hundred pieces of paper just to get somebody started in the nursing facility. It can be very overwhelming mm-hmm. for the family.
Well, and the rehab part is the same, too. I mean, if you know, you're not even considering the nursing care part of it, just the rehab, you know, post-surgery, where if you need a little extra time, you know, you don't know what insurance covers or what Medicare or Medicaid might cover. And it's, you know, you're just focused on trying to get healthy again.
Correct. And the facility will take care of that piece of the work as far as, you know, what the insurance will and will not pay for. And that and they'll let them know that even prior, before the end of the facility. And, of course, once they made it to the facility, the rehab department gets the orders, and we just take it from there. We get them the therapy that they need.
And that's frustrating. I mean, the paperwork part of it's frustrating, but it is what it is. I mean, that's where we are with our health care. So let's just take care of that so we can worry about getting better, right?
That's right.
So, Lucas Hudson and Kathy Gay of White River Healthcare and Rehab. Again, you can always stop by and visit them anytime you're interested in Calico. Visit their website at whiteriverhealthcare.com. Keep having trouble with that, whiteriverhealthcare.com, or give them a call, 870-297-3719. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.